Hello, everybody. Ryu Shikaze from thelifestream.net here for another Fan's Eye View commentary track. This time I'm joined by Carly from the forums, and we're going to do episode 11 of Final Fantasy Unlimited, CL, The Departure of Chocobo. So get yourself set up at 0000, just before the logo starts to spin itself on in. And we'll start in 1, 2, 3, click. Gun and sword now become letters, arguably more practical than most other weapons in the Final Fantasy canon.
They're always penetrating something.
What? The long phallic train is piercing through something and giving us a particular imagery? Say it ain't so.
Yeah, it's very surprising.
Including you three, there's nobody here. The closest to a person would be Chobi. Only one thing.
I still can't believe that's a boy. I just, every time I look at him, I'm like, seriously, at least go with different clothes. It would help a lot.
Unstoppable horde of chocobo.
I like how the other chocobo is like looking like. That's this look on his face.
I'm sorry, the proper plural for a group of chocobo is a quark.
Really?
No. I'm lying. It's a wark of chocobo.
I did not know that.
Well, I just made it up now.
Ryu,
but it
come
makes
on.
Sense. A work of chocobo? War?
It makes sense because you said it. That's like that intellectual voice.
It is a fearsome power and one I try not to abuse too much.
I can imagine. So, yeah.
I have to abuse it a little, otherwise what's the point?
Yes.
As in the railroad that is this game, this show's plot. Ah, there's the title drop. Unlimited Courage. Of course, Unlimited really is a sort of, like, really overreaching title.
Yes.
Especially for a series that they never planned to, you know, let happen, or let go for more than a season.
Yeah,
granted, they shoehorned that in by having the Unlimiteds in the season, or in the series, but still. Homestuck kid. You know, why do you say will when you're doing the recap of last episode? That just bugs me. Bugs me the hell out.
Okay, there's a blue, purple, green.
And now the most fearsome one of all.
Bam!
Yeah. Giant birds versus giant penis mushroom.
Yeah, I was going to say that. Thank you for thinking the same thing. But we have a lot of penetrating things, and now we have an actual penis.
Yes. Plus, she's
Hi.
using her O-face arts to fight it off. The mushroom monster gets bigger.
Yes,
You
after
have
seeing
to
her
hope,
boob.
you honestly, at this point, you have to hope they knew what they were doing with these. Otherwise, how do you manage to make this many sex jokes and not know it?
Exactly. No one is that clueless.
Especially not, people who work for Square and make anime. Massive perverts, a lot of them. Fear the chocobo, for they are a relentless force of destruction. Crush your enemies, crush your enemies, see them driven before you. And here comes the running joke again. And here comes an even more fierce monster than before.
Eating the hair again. I mean, come on. I wouldn't want that chocobo even near me. My hair is sacred. Okay, what is wrong with that lady?
It's Choco Baba's little sister. So everything that was wrong with Choco Baba, except younger. Yes. That name's sort of a terrible pun in that it's Choco Imoto, little
Yeah,
sister Chocobo.
a lot of things are terrible fun in
Oh
this
yeah.
show.
Let's just be, straight up and say in Japanese. Yep, little girl juggling. Popular pastime of the chocobo.
That's honestly a little creepy.
Yeah.
And now, oh God.
Yeah, with her being sort of pulled between them, that's just rife for creepy.
And no one's doing anything,
Of course not. Nobody
It's
really gives a shit
even
about
the
her.
more troubling. They're just looking. The girls aren't even paying attention.
Yeah.
Oh, those are useless.
I'm one of them.
And the boy is standing next to her. He's not even
Just
like,
not even trying.
no.
I think he's enjoying it secretly. He likes seeing his sister in pain, mostly because of the grief she gives him. Just in case you couldn't remember the giant clawing hand of doom from a few weeks back.
Oh, look, the shape-changing boobs.
Yeah. I think they're larger right now.
Yeah, 3 seconds ago they were not that large.
You wish it was the claw. Bounce, wah, wow. Oh, Teo. Teo. That's who you mean.
Your glasses are kind of cool, actually. It me or her nose is getting bigger?
I think it is.
Is everything in this show gets bigger by the scene?
Except for the little kids, possibly. They were not really worried about consistent character design. It's love with the midget.
I wonder what the Chocobo is thinking.
He's thinking he wants to tap that hot red ass.
Yeah, probably. Look at his eyes or her
Yeah.
eyes. I don't know if it's a guy or a girl.
We totally won't guilt trip you by pointing out that we might possibly die without you, even though you haven't really been all that much use, even though you do have a very powerful kick. He belongs to Chobi. He has been marked. And now Yu's darker side comes out, killing everything in his path. Out of grief for the departed Chobi.
So is not Vincent making an appearance in this episode?
Yes, it'll be a little bit, but I think he shows up near the end.
Is he going to penetrate something as well?
I think this is the time when the first time his gun is not an automatic win.
Oh my God, that now that is shocking.
Yeah. Oh my God. How is it creepy? It's only made of spikes and tentacles and purple death energy. That seems
I mean,
perfectly inviting.
they see all the creepy things, and instead of saying, okay, let's turn around and run away now, no, let's go into the creepy things, because nothing bad can happen.
Though at this point, I don't think they're planning on going closer, they just don't have much of an option.
Could have walked away.
Kokurien. Subway got exploded. Oh noes, the little boy is in importunate danger for some inexplicable reason. I wonder how he's going to get out of this one.
He's gonna turn into a girl.
Oh, he's already done that. Let's be honest with ourselves.
Well, he's gonna turn back into a boy. Now, that would be surprising. Hey, it's not Vincent.
Yep. Ah, yes, the unmoving gun. Now I remember. Chocobo DDR. We're about to, take a look.
Okay. Oh, look, I think he actually indeed hooked up with the right Chocobo.
Oh, yeah. No, he got his pimp on.
Are they having a staring contest?
I think they're basically wondering, what the hell are you talking about, lady?
Well, I do that all the time.
Yes. And now, Choco DDR. But first, Deus Ex Machina Rescue.
So is that like a fairy or something?
That is a chocobo in powered armor.
Looks like a Digimon.
It kind of does.
Does he eat your hair too?
This is basically what happens when a chocobo gets a paladin hood.
And a paladin hood is...
He gets, basically becomes an awesome warrior of truth and justice.
Interesting. But they seem to all have a hair fetish.
Yes. Now, he also apparently has the power to make it move.
And there's the gun.
Yep.
The almighty penetrating gun.
The symbol of symbols, dear phallusness. Now for the English of the week. That has got to hurt like a bitch. His gun just suddenly changed in that couple of frames because they actually hand animated it instead of CG. Kaya Broma. Evergreen. It was a really, really impractical gun, even with the fact that it, you know, summons giant monsters. Because you have to announce your bullets.
Yes.
I mean, honestly, if I had that gun, I would just speed load the damn thing. You know, click, 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 boom. Hell, if you have to do the, you know, name, 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 I would keep it just as name, name, name.
Well, she's here.
Meet Titan. Looking curiously like the Golem Summon of early games.
Is he going to get penetrated as well?
At this point, I think it's Titan who gets penetrated.
They all get penetrated.
Yeah. Titan just got owned.
I think they should change the name to Final Fantasy Penetration because I don't really understand the unlimited part.
But you definitely understand the penetration.
Yes, everything, I see some penetration going on.
Well, that may just because of your deep sexual deviancy. But you know what? It might also be because of the creators.
Both might be true.
Nah, I got what I wanted out of them. Besides, you're my bottom bitch. Don't say that, I know it.
You know, I never seen the Chikobo try to eat the boy's hair.
It's because the boy's hair is not reminiscent of a Gissel Green.
I knew there must have been a reason.
Ah, yes. The bar. I'm gonna keep harping on this every time, but that completely unused bar just bothers me.
It's like there would be some commentary there or something, but no,
I'm just
like
surprised even the subtitle, the subtitle track didn't take advantage of that.
it's like we said, they just threw things there. They didn't have to make sense. They just needed to occupy some space.
Yeah.
Pink eye.
For low, low prices.